Rants, Raves, and Reflections of a Renaissance Woman. By Dr. Eric Plasker. Gloria Jaroff is a Renaissance woman. She's lovely, personable, brilliant, and highly accomplished. She's got a great sense of humor, has led a truly amazing life, and been living her 100-year lifestyle for most of it. Gloria's reflected on her life in an upcoming book of poetry titled Rants, Raves, Reflections, Rhyming My Way to 100 Years. She is almost 95 years old. Based on all she's accomplished in her life, she should be 200. She acts and looks like a person half her age. Regardless, let the numbers be damned. Gloria's clearly not slowing down anytime soon. The facts. Gloria is a beloved member of an extended family that currently spans for generations. She is a retired architect and interior designer. Currently an author and lecturer. An emeritus member of the American Institute of Architects, AIA, and a graduate of the New York School of Interior Design, Gloria had a 60-year design practice serving clients across the country and overseas. As a side note, she didn't become an architect until she was 52. She pursued her studies for 10 years while working and being a single mother of two boys. When computer drafting programs were first introduced, Gloria was part of the team organized by the AIA to share those new computer skills with professional peers at the University of Southern California. A sought-after speaker for over 6 years, Gloria offered seminars on color and light, as both live events and virtual. Among her many impactful works was the publication of her first book, The Nature of Color in Interior Design. Described as the re-examination of color through the eyes of Mother Nature, it's based on colors inspired by photographs of Gloria's worldwide travels. She was a performing jazz pianist who studied under the acclaimed musician Lenny Tristano. For 7 years, she sang with a gospel choir. She was an avid scuba diver for 2 decades of her life and today credits her longevity with her habit of daily lap swimming in a 25-meter pool. It's a continuation of being a competitive swimmer in her youth. All of that said, we've only scratched the surface of Gloria's accomplishments. But believe it or not, what really sets Gloria apart is her attitude. Obstacles and self-realization. It isn't a surprise that Gloria has a lot of wisdom to share. Her outlook on life is truly special. She's the type of person whose positive perspective makes everyone who encounters her feel uplifted as a result. When asked about her perspective, Gloria shared that one of her favorite quotes is from Shakespeare's Hamlet, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." Gloria says that when you see life from that perspective, then everything in life is a gift. That gift is often an opportunity to change. Despite her positive perspective, Gloria does admit to dealing with loss being the most difficult part of longevity. Her friends her own age are gone, as are many of her family, including her oldest son. She refers to it as learning to live in a constant state of mourning. However, even this experience has its purpose. In a letter, Gloria shared words of encouragement with Cassandra Tondro, an artist friend, whose paintings appeared in Gloria's first book. Cassandra believed her particular painting was, in her words, a disaster. "It's all just a process, and the point of it all, or the higher purpose, is to discover yourself and move on to a higher level of thinking. Which you obviously accomplished. All that we do is just a step toward self-realization. And freedom from our attachments to things. Self-awareness is a gift, and sometimes it does feel like a burden." Cassandra went on to say, "It's an interesting concept, that the problems in our lives are there for a reason, so that we can learn more about ourselves and evolve to a higher level of being. When viewed in this light, we can be grateful for the obstacles, because without them we're not able to grow." Gloria and Cassie both viewed the changing nature of color and light as a constant reminder that most things in life are an illusion. Gifted. Following through with that line of thinking, Gloria believes we are obligated to use any creative talents or gifts that the universe has given us in the service of others. That, she sees, as our purpose in life. As an example, Gloria worked on designs for Tokyo Disney Sea and California Adventure theme parks for Walt Disney Imagineering. As a member of the team of hundreds of designers, she realized her small part made a big difference by contributing to the joy of so many people who visited those parks. Other design work helped clients on a personal level to realize their dreams. After years of pondering, she realized whatever work we do gives our lives meaning and purpose because we are making a difference helping others to enjoy living more comfortably or productively. Her 100-year lifestyle. Gloria lived much of her life in New York, only moving to California in 1990. There she took up the study of Jin Shinjutsu, the Japanese art of using pressure points in the body to restore harmony and reduce inflammation. Her instructor practitioner introduced her to Dr. Vincent Puncherer of Absolute Health Chiropractic, a longtime 100-year lifestyle chiropractic practice in Beverly Hills. It was the start of a beautiful relationship that continues to this day. Dr. Puncherer is as much a fan of Gloria's as she is of him. The 100-year lifestyle perfectly meshes with Gloria's lifestyle, which has long included daily exercise, close relationships, eating organic, meaningful work, lifelong education, and not retiring. It's called living at 100% for 100 years or more. When asked her secret to such healthy longevity, Gloria was quick to suggest we all find ourselves a good chiropractor and stick with them. Poetry of life. Gloria's poetry book, Rants, Raves, Reflections, Rhyming My Way to 100 Years, will be published later this year. In the meantime, she's been kind enough to share some of her poems with the 100-year lifestyle. We'll let you know when her book is available. Change. By Gloria Jaroff. The creative mind will always pump. New ideas to make us jump. The curse of change is ever present. The joy of completion effervescent. Never content with the status quo. We alter things wherever we go. Get ready to act when change does appear. Stand still a moment and you'll disappear. I'll stay changeable like the weather. New possibilities always bring pleasure. Blessed are those with imagination. Apart from the general population. Considering all the possibilities. Where others flounder with inabilities. Is it a blessing or a curse? For the better or the worse? Change is the artist's valuable tool. For dreaming and creating something cool. Without change, buildings would never stand. Every interior totally bland. Hurrah, for change, it's here to stay. Molding ideas like a piece of clay. Use it daily and be its master. Instead of succumbing to disaster. My complaints. Or. Why does life have to be so complicated? By Gloria Jaroff, June 3, 2022. My hip, my leg, my knee, my toe. Listen to my tale of woe. Can't walk, run, jump, or bend. When will it cease? When will it end? My Apple Watch helps to cope when moving is a slippery slope. Its notifications kick my butt. Stand up, walk, move, don't strut. Take time to breathe, stretch your joints. Adds up to those extra points. My body cannot move too fast. My dancing days are in the past. Swimming is still a breeze. Doing laps with the greatest of ease. Projects I used to turn around on a dime. Suddenly, take much more time. The more I clean, the messier the place. What's left expands to fill the space. With it all, I can't complain. Poetry helps to ease the pain. And I still maintain a pretty good brain.